Romans 5, verses 3 to 5. The blessings of being made righteous, part 2. The blessings found in verses 3 to 5 are rejoicing in suffering, growing in character, and having assurance of hope. Let's pray and prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord today. Father, thank you for making us righteous in Christ and for all of the blessings you have given us by your grace. Teach us what it means to stand in grace and to live in your grace daily by faith. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of his word. Let's begin by reading verses 3 to 5. Verse 3, not only that, but we also rejoice in sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out his love into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who he has given us. The first meditation questions are, why can we rejoice in suffering, and what does it produce in us? We have pointed out that Romans 5 to 11 lists several blessings that are given to us who are made righteous by faith in Christ. These are all part of the foundation of grace on which we stand. Grace means unmerited favor. In other words, grace is something we receive freely and cannot earn. We discussed verses 1 and 2 in the previous segment, which teaches that we are justified, made righteous by faith, stand in grace by faith, and rejoice in hope, the hope of the glory of God by faith. In verse 3, Paul said, we also rejoice in sufferings. This is also a blessing of justification by faith, or a blessing of being made righteous by faith. We can rejoice first because we know that suffering produces perseverance. We grow strong in faith through suffering and trials, which help us to focus on what is really important. Suffering and trials force us to seek God and to try to understand how he is working through the problems and difficulties. When we have everything we want and have no problems, we tend to cruise along, hoping that nothing will change. We become self-satisfied and do not have to seek the Lord with all of our heart and soul. Trials and suffering force us to develop perseverance so that we can really focus on God and seek his will. Rejoicing in our sufferings seems crazy to the human mind, but we rejoice in faith because we believe God is working through the difficulties we face. He gives us a focused heart that perseveres, does not give up, and rejoices in faith. Perseverance produces character. God cares about our character more than our outward success or comfort. He wants to transform us into the image of Christ. Several passages in the Bible explain how God uses suffering and trials to develop our character and to make us like Jesus. James 1 and 2 is one of my favorite passages. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, when you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. God wants us to be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Rejoicing when we go through sufferings and trials by faith is a blessing of the grace foundation that we have received through the gift of righteousness that God has given us in Christ. We know that we are loved, accepted, and forgiven through the grace of the cross. Therefore, when we go through trials and difficulties, we have hope because we are standing in grace. We can rejoice even in suffering, because we believe God. We believe that he works all things for the good of those who love him. He uses suffering and trials to transform our character to be like Jesus. We have experienced his love and will experience more of his love through those difficult experiences. The next meditation questions are, how have you experienced the love of God being poured out through the Holy Spirit? How does this give you hope and encouragement in times of trial or suffering? Verse 5 says that the hope God gives us through suffering does not disappoint us because God has poured out his love into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, whom he has given us. The Holy Spirit gives us an overflowing consciousness of God's amazing love for us. To say it another way, the Holy Spirit lives in us and floods our hearts with the love of God. We experience the love of God even in suffering, pain, and difficulties. Verse 5 says, and hope doesn't disappoint us because God has poured out his love into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, whom he has given to us. The Holy Spirit gives us an overflowing consciousness of God's amazing love for us. To say it another way, the Holy Spirit lives in us and floods our hearts with the love of God. We experience the love of God even in pain, suffering, pain, and difficulty. The image of pouring out implies that believers fully experience the love of God and nothing is held back. This expression reminds me of John 7:37-39. Jesus said that rivers of living water would flow from the innermost being of those who believe in him. Let anyone who's thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture said, rivers of living water will flow from within them. By this he meant the Spirit, whom those who believed in him would later receive. God flows his life and love through our hearts by the Holy Spirit. It assures us of his personal and absolute love for us. This is why we're not discouraged or disappointed when we face trials and sufferings. The Spirit of the living God lives in us and floods our heart with his love. Compared to the trials and sufferings many people have faced, I don't think I have really suffered. However, we have faced some very hard times. I thank God for them all. The Word of God is true. God used all of those difficulties and trials for our good. He used them to purify our hearts and to strengthen our faith. He used them to make us more like Jesus. We have received so many blessings through it all and rejoice in his grace and mercy. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for the cross, forgiveness of sins, and all the blessings you have given us in Christ. Through justification, through making us righteous, thank you that we can rejoice in trials and sufferings because we know that you love us and we are standing in your grace. Thank you for flooding our hearts with your love through the Holy Spirit. Amen.